Good afternoon. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy, Joey Fresh, Yes to Death. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, right in the palm of your hand. I am so thrilled and excited to have you. So, ladies and gentlemen, matter of fact, you know, these past couple of days has been some of the challenges and obstacles that I've been facing again. But I've learned through these moments that I've been going through, right? Like last episode, where I was being grateful and thankful for everyone that's basically helping me, pushing me, guiding me, motivating me, you know, taking their time out the day to reach how everything going. And I thank my brother John, my brother Justin. I thank you, my boy Manuel. I thank Angel. I thank my boy Joey, you know, Joey Swole. You know, I thank everyone that's been my cousins. You know, I really thank them for reaching out and motivating me and encouraging me to keep going, because, you know, I'm in a new place, starting brand new, starting all over. I'll give you guys a good update. My step grandma's daughter came in, and, you know, we're clashing heads. We're clashing, right? Because she's very dominant, and she's very, you know, very protective, and I respect that. Very respected. But, you know, just the way her tone is and the way she's, you know, going out her way to make it harder for me as well. And now I know where my step-grandma gets it from, you know. So I'm just keeping my distance, being professional, not to involve or create any type of, you know, drama. So I basically took myself out of the equation. So I start today, brand new week. I know it's Labor Day, so whatever you guys are doing today, be blessed, be safe, be encouraged, reach out to your friends, you know, get back to the rat race tomorrow. And I've been learning more about this rat race that you've been taking part. You know, when we get growing into, when we be developed going through schools and colleges, that this rat race that we've been implemented into growing up. But that's another topic for another day, maybe for next week. That's not what I really want to get into. I've learned these past couple of days, and this is what I've been incorporating into my learning skills and developments, is today's topic, ladies and gentlemen. Today's topic: are you the person serving for others or taking from others? I'm gonna rephrase that one more time. Are you the one serving, helping, guiding, providing for others, or are you trying to reap, take, benefit from others? Now, why do I break that up? Because I've been learning these past couple of days, right? I've been serving me. I've been applying and giving and sharing, you know, from what I do for other people around here in California. Because, you know, even though they're different levels where they're at in their business, sometimes they forget the small things. Sometimes they forget the fundamentals, the basics, you know. And I'm not perfect, and I'm not, you know, a strong professional, but serving, being humble, being grateful, being giving gratitude, right? Because when you serve and help others, you're uplifting them, you're guiding them, you're providing them the little steps that they may forget, they may not know. You know, life is clues, right? Each and every day when we go through something, we learn a clue that's basically helping us, right? It's getting us to the next level. If you don't go through each level on growth, you're not going to progress in life. You're going to be stagnant. You're going to be average. And you're going to be not soul searching, not benefiting, because you're not seeing the full purpose of your life. Right? Did you ever thought that you will wake up to work a 9-to-5? Did you know at kindergarten that you were going to be the person you are today? No. There is no way that how many years ago, 10, 20 years, 30 years ago, that you envision you'll be the person or where you are working at today, right? certain avenues and certain obstacles have guided you to where you're heading now. It's not the end of the road, but it's what you're learning and gathering. You're gathering these amazing proper information that you're going to use and share. You're sharing stuff that you know to others, but you're not decrediting them, or you're not bashing them. All right? You are inspiring. You're being self-help. You are applying the things that you are happily to receive and share, right? And it feels really good on giving the assistance. You're giving the assistance to those that they don't know that they need to receive. You know? And I'm here, you know, going through my obstacles and adversity each and every week. Contemplating, should I go back? Should I stay? Should I keep moving forward? But, did I tell myself 5 years ago, 10 years ago, Joey Fresh, there's going to be a moment in your life. There's going to be a moment in your life that you're going to really contradict what you're going to do. Where are you going to go? You're going to be stuck in the road and you're going to look at a fork. There's two roads, which way you want to go. And yes, I may be thinking about that right now, but you know, I'm not letting that hold me back as much as your mind will be the worst critic, you know? And I'm so happy and grateful and thankful, and I give thanks to God so much, is because he has people around me, people who are, you know, reaching out and making sure that my mind's straight. Because who's thinking in your mind if you're thinking your mind? Right? There's something in your mind thinking what you're thinking to implement what you're thinking. I know that phrase right there was a puzzle to think, but understand there's a thought in your mind that you've been contemplating over and over. Should I do that? Should I? And then when you get one topic, then you get 1,000 answers. And then that 1,000 answers turns to 5,000. And those 5,000 turn to 10,000. And you're just like contemplating back and forth. Should I? And then you're not really letting it filter. You're not letting it settle. You're not really thinking or observation. Okay, what I need to do, you know, what, how can I go? And you know, these are the things that you're trying to really figure it out. Okay, so that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that's serving. Serve for others for the stuff you already know, the experience you already gather. Be happy for being a server, because I'm serving and helping my grandpa and my step-grandma, even though the obstacles I'm facing. I'm serving others that are not part of my team. I'm serving others that are not part of my organization, not part of my business, you know? But that's what a server does. A server doesn't complain about the outcome. A server does not, you know, say, well, am I making the right choice? Is it benefit of me even like talking about the situation I'm going through? No. You should not be thinking that. You should not take it for granted. You should not look at it for a beneficial for you. You should be grateful for what you've gone through, for sharing it. That's a server. That's a server who's serving others and not reaping from the benefits. Because you know why? When you do good for others, good will always come back. It's the energy. It's the karma. It's the action. Because always have positivity. Positivity will give positivity when you receive positivity, you know, and you got to turn a negative into a positive. You know, sometimes in life, you'll get the worst out of everything. But who the person you need to become is how the outcome. Are you going to be like, you know what, do this and do that. You know what? I'm happy I went through that moment. I'm happy that certain people in my life are not reaching out. I'm so happy that people, you know, looking down on me. I'm so happy that people, are different. You know, you find out the real people around you when you leave somewhere, when you start something new, when you start doing something, you find out the people who are meant to be in your life, right? will show their true colors. They won't have to say much. They won't have to say nothing at all. But their actions louder than words. Now, take that into consideration. Action. Action is louder than words, right? It could be louder than sound if it has to, right? Because your silence. Your silence says it all. Right? Because remember, you came into this and not fulfilling what you wanted. You're not fulfilling on what you're providing. Switching over to the other avenue. Are you the taker? Taking and benefiting from others and reaping. Putting up an act to say, I know the way, I know this, I know that, but not applying what you originally said. Not, you know, assisting from what you already said. So all the stuff you said in the beginning is not applying what you're saying now. You're taking. I'm going to use this person to get me where I need to get, and I'm done with that person. I'm going to get her to basically make me look good, and I'm going to dump her. So, what are you? I'm trying to figure this out real quick. Is that who are you becoming? Who are you stating? Words are powerful. They're like kind of like spells on the way you pronounce them, the way you say them and think them. Because what you say out your mouth, you're projecting victory, and you are basically making confirmation, that's the word, confirmation on it, right? I'm a server. I love serving, helping. That's my niche. If I could do anything for anyone, I'll be there. You know, even though if it's free, I will definitely serve and help others. You want me there? I'll be there. You know, I'm not going to be a person, and I've learned this. I'm not going to be a taker. Because when you take from others, that's bad karma. Because you're reaping and benefiting for you. Taking is just for you. You think you're doing a popular cause, but in reality, you're the only one who's trying to benefit from it. The person on the other side, the one you're assisting, the one you're helping, the one you think you're doing or providing for, you're not really, you know, seeing the benefit from it. You only benefit from yourself. You may not know it, but your actions will tell it. Ooh, your actions will tell it. And I've been here going on a month. You know, I'm happy that for me, this platform gives me a good way to express my experience, show my avenues, you know, share them. You know, I told you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not perfect, but I'm learning more about me to share what I have through my experience for you. Because you could be a server, you could apply and help others, and you know what? When you bless others, blessings will come back to you. It may not see it within a week, but it's on its way. It's a package because you did something out of your heart, not out of your mind. The heart is serving. The taking's from the mind. Because when you take from others, you're thinking about it. It's like a chess in your mind. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get that. And now, you know what? If that works out, I'm going to do this and do that. If you give more from the heart, serve from the heart. Serve. More abundance will come your way. But when you lack and provide that, don't be in shock where you're not at right now. Don't be surprised that you don't see... growth from it, elevation from it, promotions from it, right? Because you're only doing what you feel is best for you, but not really sitting back and analyzing. Okay, what am I really am? You know, what am I really doing? What am I really taking? What am I really benefiting? Or who am I helping? Who am I serving? Who am I giving? You know, I realized that. My My grandpa needs me, but my step-grandma's, she's 96. She's trying so hard to be so independent, right? And I give her a lot of respect. You know, you could do it. Like, and I felt like this is her way, her exercise, right? I'm not stepping on no one's toes. I'm not going to argue. This, you want it this way, that's fine, you know? And of course, ladies and gentlemen, hey, I'm a person to serve, but then again, don't get it twisted. I got a temper within me that I don't want it to come out. Why? Because I've learned how to handle the beast in a cage. I have a strong beast, but I've learned to maintain it. I learned to handle it. I learned to put it in the proper cage when it needs to come through, when it needs to burst out. I don't go on a rant. I don't go on a rampage. You have ability, right, as a human being, to control your actions, right? And I want to share that with you today. I'm sharing the experience that what you could apply, what you could gather to see, are you a server or you're a taker? Or are you taking? You're taking from others or you're serving for others? Serving for others or taking from others? Two categories, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted to share that with you today because it's a brand new week. Brand new week, right? We're still in a month, right? We're still in a brand new month, but you know, don't take advantage of this, right? We're still in the beginning of September, but you really want to know more about yourself, right? You really want to know more about yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I end this segment, right? I know it's a little short, but I wanted to touch on these two categories. I want to say a quick prayer for you. All right. I ask Lord Jesus Christ, for the person who's listening to this today, that you inspire them, you encourage them, you guide them on their way that you have in plan for them. Let them see your light that you have in store for them. Whatever obstacles and challenges that they're facing today, and the ones that you know that are moving forward are going to be waiting for the person, I ask you, by your strength and by your miracle, to protect and guide the listener with your words and with your powerful blessing. I know that all things can happen by the faith, by the love and direction from you. Let them be guided to their opportunity, their full potential, their love, relationships. Let them hear your voice in the prayer they ask and guide them by the heart that you have given them. And I thank you so much for this amazing platform, and I thank you for these amazing challenges that you've been giving me and giving those that are listening, because challenges are growth and are lessons from you to better us for you. I say this to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Fresh. I want to wish you guys a wonderful day, brand new week, brand new month. Still time to make the best of it. Remember, don't let one bad page ruin the whole chapter. You can start a brand new paragraph. It's all up to you. You already know the phrase, you got to get up and go get it. It's not going to come to you. Let's go.